It's a very sort of simple idea. So you feel a connection with the bee, you walk through an orchard, you walk through a wildflower meadow, very much at eye level, as if you're a bee yourself. In the distance, you see the large lattice cuboid sort of structure we're calling the hive. You see people walking in it in silhouette. So people almost become like shadows of bees themselves. It's based on the structural integrity of a real hive, but it's incredibly delicate, ethereal. Inside the hive itself, there's a 9-metre void that's populated by thousands of these LED lights, which are linked to a real beehive here in Nottingham. So the pulses and digital signals get sent from this real beehive, which then animate our sculptural hive over in Milan.
There are three main components in the sound. You can hear the background buzzing, the hum of many, many bees contributing to the vibration. You can also hear some crackling noise as if they're walking on the honeycomb, which they do. You will hear some very short individual pulses, which come from one individual bee passing our sensor and giving a vibrational signal. I am Martin Benčík, a physicist at Nottingham Trent University, and in our group we are measuring the vibrations coming from honeybees and in a honeybee hive to monitor the change of the status of the honeybee hive. Here's another honeybee signal. It's called the DVA signal. It's one honeybee shaking another bee. Scientists think that this is a waking up signal. It's a honeybee activating another honeybee. This is a queen honeybee who is very young. In fact, she's not born yet. And she emits a very strong vibration, which I have collected on that special occasion. And this is called the quacking of the queen honeybee. This virgin honeybee queen has been born. She's mobile in the hive. And this is the sound she makes when there are several queens present in the colony. So this is called the tooting. Tooting and quacking are actually most often duets. Two queens respond to each other. The first one is thought to be a challenge, and the second one is thought to be a response to the challenge.
My name's Kev Bales. I've been involved in making some of the music for the soundscape in Milan. It's very evocative, it's very haunting. At times it's very dark, at times it's very joyous. To me, it's a very glorious sounding thing at times. At other times it can be very dark and intense. Every piece of music we started to make, we made alongside the bees. The sounds that Martin provided us was the sort of bass drone for everything. So we have the sound of the hive, as well as more specific, unique sounds.
We were sitting in the recording booth and we were hearing these sounds coming through, and we were just spellbound, you know, mesmerised. Couldn't believe kind of what we were hearing. It was this beautiful synthesis of bee, voice and the cello, and it was like nothing else we'd heard. We've learnt from the bees, in effect, you know, and that's been one of the really nice things about this, is almost to kind of let go of your ego and let the bees kind of dictate what is the best way this should sound. So I think that's been one of the really amazing things for us, is this letting go and letting the bees talk to us, rather than being, as usually what happens, we're in control and we take control of the bees. If there could be one small thing which this pavilion can do, it might change a small shift in consciousness, just in terms of realising and appreciating how important the bee and the pollinators are to the planet. It is going to be one of the big global concerns over the next couple of decades. We really need to address it.